Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Brother Parker, we on live.
We on live? Okay, now,
yes,
we don't start at 7:30.
7:30,
we got
now.
A few minutes.
No, sir, it's 7:30 now. We on live.
Okay. Good evening. We hope that you have entered in this evening to hear Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. I'm Brother Lewis Parker, Jr. This program is hosted by the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, who also sponsors the program. On Tuesday night, we have Bible messages and Bible question answers on Tuesday. And Thursday night, we have Bible question and answers hosted by Brother Horace Robin. And we just hope, trust, and faith you'll tune in at that time. God has been good to us. The Bible is our basic instruction way before leaving Earth. We're all going to leave here, and we need to know that, and we need to understand that. But instructions on how to leave here. You just can't leave it any kind of way you think you want to. And our subject is leaving here. Leaving here. We all have to leave here. And we got to follow the instructions to leave here. Jesus came down here and shed his blood upon the cross of Calvary that all men might have a right to the tree of life. And that word men does not mean males only. Men means genetically both men and women. Everybody that will obey the word of God can leave here in good condition. Basic before leaving Earth. And we need to know God has always given man basic instructions. Way, even when he created Adam and Eve, God instructed them. Everything you can eat of in the garden, but do not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. What happened? Eve got instructed by Satan that she could eat of it. Then she ate, gave it to Adam. And, hey, Lord, have mercy. Ever since then, human beings on earth been in trouble. And God has had to give them instructions on what they must do in order to be saved, what they must do to live the most wonderful life here on earth. Notice Leviticus, the 18th chapter. We want to look at some basic instructions that were given to God's people. Let's read that. See, the word says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can what? Rightly divide or handle the word of truth. In Leviticus 18 chapter, the Bible says, beginning at verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. Let know who is their God. Then he said in verse 3, after the doings of the land, he said, speak unto the children, verse number 2, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. Verse, after the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwell, shall ye not do, and after the doings of the land of Canaan will I bring you, shall ye not do, neither shall ye walk in their ordinances or in their laws. Ye shall not, ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Verse 5. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. The Lord giving them instructions, basic instructions, because ever since God created man, we've had to leave here. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Verse 6, none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Verse 7, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinsman. Ooh, hey! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're in deep trouble today in America. Everybody is all messed up. They're not living according to the word of God, even under today's Christianity. God has been the same yesterday, today, and forever. These basic instructions that he put down in the book of Leviticus, we face them even in the New Testament today. And look how everything is out of whack now. Not only are they screwing close to nature, are having sex with both his relatives, they even now got dogs and cats and animals. Lord have mercy. Same-sex marriages. Ooh, hey, we have become totally pathetic in America. Lord, hopefully, will have some mercy on us, hopefully. But we're so wicked now until we're at the point of reaping that which we have sown. Ooh, hey! Not only that, he said, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife, she is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law, she is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shall thou take her son's daughter, nor her daughter's daughter, nor to uncover their nakedness. for they are her near kinswomen. It is wickedness. Neither shall thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, beside the other in her life. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart from her uncleanliness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie cruelly with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Molech, neither shall thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Do you hear that? America and anybody else has done it. Men cannot lie down with men. Women cannot lay down with women. It is an abomination. It is a hell-driven source, totally out of whack, totally out of control, totally sinful and degraded. Verse 23, neither shall thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down therewith. It is confusion. When I was going to college to go and expose the girls' whole dormitory, they were sleeping with dogs and all kinds of animals. The girls, hey, sleeping with the dogs and everything else. Of course, in the male dormitory, they had a problem with homemongering up there, bringing them women in there and homemongering like they crazy. At least they didn't have no animals, dogs, and cats and stuff up in there. Ooh-wee! It's a dirty shame. I remember one time when I was going to college in the city there where I was at, they busted some young people at a nightclub. Having sex with horses and hogs and all kinds of foolishness. America, quote unquote, the Christian country. We are now destroying ourselves. Verse 24. He said, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the lands itself vomit out her inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For of all these abominations have the men of the land done which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew not you out also, when ye defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep my ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord, your God. God told this to his people in Israel. Listen, we have been instructed today to not to be a hell-bound nation of people. Christianity should be embraced. The New Testament teaches us about those things. Notice this in Romans chapter 1. Beginning at verse number 21, but read the whole chapter when you get a chance. Every time I turn to Romans 1:21, I'm reminded of America right now. Right now. Ooh-wee. But we are so living so high. And we've gotten a lot of things and monies and a lot of popular mess going on here. Thinking that we're the smartest people on planet Earth. The most lavish people on planet Earth. Hey, we are looking good to ourselves. So good until our head has jumped time. We've gone crazy in America to let our supreme authority, the Supreme Court, pass the law. Supreme Court. Now, I don't know if they ever looked at the word of God, or do they even respect it now? I think they have more sense than God. Who's God? God is not in charge no more. We are in charge. We run this country. We built this country. We have all of these riches. We are in charge. Who God think he is? Hey, we're on our way to hell, America. We are on our way to hell. Amen. All great nations that embrace this foolishness that we're embracing, they were destroyed. The good thing is God's people that continue to do his will in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation of people, God save them. Listen, true believers, members that are of the body of Christ, we must continue to embrace the teachings of God. Preachers, preach it. Elders, deacons, stand up for it or sit your rump down. Get the ham sandwich out of the pulpit. Resign from your eldership and your deaconship if you're going to embrace same-sex marriages and all of this hellism going on planet Earth. It's a dirty, low-down shame that's going on. We find the New Testament teachers. Now, we are so smart. Notice Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse number 21. We've become so smart. Hooray! We have all the brains. Paul already told us about ourselves, America. Paul told us. Romans 1, in verse 21. Because that when they knew God, glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. America, our minds are darkened now, because our thinking process has pumped us up, that we feel that we are greater than God. Ooh-wee! We've accomplished some stuff down here on earth. We can go to moon and think that there's water and somebody might be living up there too. So there is no God. God said he created man on the earth. Well, we found water on the moon. You're a fool. God said he created the earth for man. Now, whatever else is out there, what you must do as man is given to you through the word of God. And he told you what to do, how you got to prepare yourself for death on this earth to receive life eternal. No, we're trying to fly to eternity. We're literally trying to fly to eternity. Ooh, hey! Oh, we're so happy about Mars. And all those people with money and power and authority, they want to get the ham sandwich off of Earth and go and be saved somewhere other than on Earth. Let me tell you something. If we don't do what God commanded us to do on this Earth, you can forget about heaven or anything better than the Earth. Because the only way you can live the best life on Earth that you will ever know is on earth, living the word of God. He left it here. Jesus went back to heaven, and he's getting prepared for us, those that are going to make it, those that are going to come back, and the righteous shall be caught up in the air with him to judge the world in righteousness. So no need in you trying to think that you can go to Mars and it's going to be all right, or you can go to one of Jupiter or some of these other planets and you're going to be all right. You're a fool, and the truth is not in you. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide or handle the word of truth. Because, verse number 21, Romans 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. This is America. We think we're so smart and everything, and we've become a bunch of fools here. Our Supreme Court has embraced foolishness, total foolishness. Sit here and told God that he's a lie. God, he is a lie. God said he created man and woman, and he created the woman for the man. And now you passed a law and you told God he's a lie. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. They can sleep together. Now, what they going to create? Two men can't do nothing but create manure. And two women just sit there and have games with one another. Games with one another. God created the woman for the man. But this country now has become totally foolish. And our days are numbered. It won't be very long before America shall be gone. It won't be very long before America shall be gone. And then Satan will be happy because he'll destroy us all. Woo-wee! Won't be very long. Listen. Paul already told us about it. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1, 30, 22, rather. And changed the glory of God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God gave them up to cleanliness through the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseen, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Men having sex in each other's rectums, and then stick it in each other's mouth and receiving all kinds of old low down diseases like AIDS and all everything else, receiving into themselves that which they ought, that which is meat. Now you understand that we have that low down dirty mess going on into America. And our days are numbered. It won't be very long. It won't be very long. It won't be very long before America is destroyed or overthrown. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Way, America. We're in serious condition. The stamp of approval given from our Supreme Court. You can't get no higher than that. You and I can go down to the civil court or go down to the local court, stand down a little jailhouse and stuff like that. But this is the Supreme Court. The court of all courts has declared, I guess they think they're the court of God. They are a lie. And we're going to see that they are the court. They are supreme. They are over God. The Supreme Court is already here in the Bible. God has told us what we must supremely do. And if we don't do what he said we must supremely do, we're going to hell. Now, where are you going to go if you don't do what that Supreme Court said? Many of us, we don't believe in that same-sex marriage foolishness or nothing like that. All of them can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Hey, how they going to say the Supreme Court put the stamp on? You're not God. You're not God. You claim yourself to be one nation under God. But now you claim you're God. God said there's no such thing as same-sex marriages. He created the woman for the man, not the man for the man. The man was already here. And God knew that man was already here. So he created the woman for the man. Bunch of hellions here in America. This nation is low down. It is dirty. I used to praise this nation, one nation under God. Not anymore. We are one nation under hell, under Satan. We have left God. we embrace the most wicked sin on earth. Same-sex marriages. President Obama, Vice President, President Biden, none of the congressmen or women or nobody said anything against it. We are a holistic nation, and the rest of the people in the world are laughing at us now. They already know. They're in here laughing, running our corner stores, hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, enemy to buy gas at your service station, the street side corner to buy your beer and wine and potato chips and sodas and all that kind of stuff at the enemy, and he's sitting there laughing at you. I've been to some of those corner stores. I've gone to them to buy my gas, and I talked to those guys. And one of them was telling me how happy they are to see America in America falling, doing the same thing that they did in India when they fell. Hey! Enemy in the country laughing at us. You see, we've left God. We've left God. This nation has left God. The Supreme Court put the stamp approval on the fact that America no longer belongs to God. We are not united and belong to God. All of this sin we embrace. We embrace it. God gave us up to these vile infects, because when we professed ourselves to become wise, we became fools. And in God, we changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, even the women changed their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in his lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat or which was good. Men have gotten a desire for men. They're raping the young boys now. You know that the street language that they use on it, and they've been doing it ever since I was a young kid, they would call it booty bandits, are loose in America. They have the stamp of the Supreme Court to go out and have sex with other men, raping the little boys, women loose with other women, trying their best. Do you not know what a wickedness lies? God gave his law to man. Hey! And now men have embraced same-sex marriage. A woman is a woman is a woman is a woman. They're just out there. But when men leave God, declare laws, and start having men having sex with men, it is over. O-V-E-R. We can kiss America goodbye. We have become America, the new Sodom and Gomorrah. America, the new Sodom and Gomorrah. The Supreme Court of America has declared America the new Sodom and Gomorrah. We're gone now. And you know something? the more them congressmen and all of them up in the White House, the more they begin to have same sex, booty sex and so forth in Congress and stuff, nobody gonna be able to change that law. Not before we fall. We may fall and can maybe come back, but I doubt that. But right now, the Supreme Court has turned us toward hell. Has turned us toward hell. Our days are numbered. America, you probably, you know, the next president that get in there, I don't think he's going to be able to turn that law around, same-sex marriages. You got everybody up in there going along to get along. You got states that have embraced it. Same-sex marriages. Hey, listen, those that are true Christians, members of the body of Christ, who have heard the word, believe the word, repent of their sins, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and were buried in the water grave of baptism, those true believers must continue to live right in the midst of a hellacious, hellacious nation. So now is focused toward hell. We used to say one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. None of that anymore. This satanic stuff this country has embraced, look at what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. God had to send two angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to deliver Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. America, Christians, better start standing up, because I know God. You know God. When you preach, teach, and live what God said live, God will make an enemy out of the wickedness that's going on in America. They'll think that we are the enemy. God is going to protect his own. God has always protected his own in the midst of any kind of wicked situation. We don't have to worry about it. We do not have to worry about it. All we got to do is do like Lot and his family in Sodom and Gomorrah. Keep the gospel preached. Keep living it. Keep exampling it. And God will show you he's going to do. See, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And men left their natural use and started sleeping with other men. Women doing the same thing, sleeping with other women. That is ridiculous. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You see, in America, you think that it's just going to be homosexuality. Look at what you see now on television. Hooray! Every day, all of this killing and everything else. And even as they didn't, now notice what Paul told us. Being filled all unrighteousness, not part, but all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, rape, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do them, but do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We are in bad shape here in America. Ooh-ray! And we are on the way out, on the way as a nation. Our Supreme Court has embraced this wickedness that we're in. We cannot get out of it. Amen? Now, we need to know that. And we need to know that the same-sex marriages that have been declared righteous, that we're going to see a whole lot of the things. Because here's what's happening. Look at your Bibles in Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse number 19. Notice what's going to happen here. But the works of the flesh are manifest, are made known. Which are these, Paul said? Adultery. It's going to get worse. Way! See, adultery going to get worse. Because you got men wanting other men. You have women wanting to have other women. Women get to playing around with each other. They get hooked on it. Amen. You got to watch your wife now because somebody else might be looking at your wife. Another woman may be looking at her. You got to watch your husband now because another man may be looking at him. Watch what he wear now. Man might have on pants a little too tight. You have to say, honey, look here. That's a little kind of be flushed out a little bit. You need that's too tight. Don't do that, honey, because you mess around. I didn't get raped. I know you don't start lacking another man. See, this thing going to become so common that it's crazy. Women will start playing with your wife. See your wife. You see, preachers, listen, preachers, you got to deal with that now from the pulpit. Now, if you're the kind of preacher that's in it for the money and nothing like that, you may as well sit your rump somewhere on a stump somewhere. Get yourself out of the pulpit. Go sit your rump on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit. Pulpit for men, men of God. Now, if you're in it for the money and you're in it for the hunters or you can't tell the truth to people, you're scared of the doctrine of Christ, sit down. Because you got to understand, let me tell you something. Preachers that know the truth and can preach the truth, and you've been doing it, you know that. You know what will happen. You know exactly what will happen. When you keep on preaching this truth in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation or audience or something like that, the Spirit of God get to moving up in there so bad, ooh-ray! Spirit of God comes into the heart of the congregation. And you know what happened? God will make some example out of some of that foolishness going on up in that church. That's why you got a clan, a clique that want to hire a preacher at a church. Because he's going to have to preach the way they want him to preach, do the thing that they want him to do, pay him like they want to pay him to make him happy. And if he don't do like they say do, he won't be there. So they run the church. God is moving those kind of organizations out of churches. God is now putting the stamp of approval on preachers who want to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation. He could care less whether you fire him or not. Listen, their church is going to be looking for preachers that are going to tell the natural bone truth because they're going to be reaping some foolishness from others and reaping some of their sins that they've done, and they got to be straightened out. God is going to lead preachers into congregations to help straighten them out. It's going to be a lot of hell breaking loose over in churches. You're going to find out that your preacher that you thought was so good and straight, he is now a homosexual, a bisexual. He go with women and men. And a guy told me about one just the other day. He didn't call his name. Preacher is with other men having rectum sex. And then he with women having sexual sex. Yay! saying he's a married man with his low-down self. It's all coming to the light. It's all being exposed. And we got all of this wickedness going on. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Everything like it, Paul said. It's got exactly wow. And you know, God told us this. You know, even with what we've embraced now, it says that we got vile affections that's running everywhere. We're in bad shape as a nation right now. And we have embraced total anarchy. A nation full of people, full of nothing but sin. And doing anything and everything that they want to. Hey, what are we going to do? We got churches trying to get filled with hell. Preachers left the gospel alone. Get back into that pulpit and preach the word. Or set your rump on a stump. It's no time for you to be in the pulpit for the money. If you ever been a preacher, you preaching for money, honey, set your rump down. That is over. We're getting so wicked now. The truth must be taught. It must come for America itself to repent. And even if America does not repent, remember this, Church of Christ preaches, even if America, the country, does not repent, God has always spared his own. And we got to live that good life in front of this wicked nation right now. We got to live it. We got to stand for the truth. And I know that when we embrace same-sex marriages and put the stamp of approval on it from the White House, that men got a right to marry men and women have a right to marry women, we have embraced total hell in America. And now, Christians, You got to get right. And you got to stay right. Because if you're weak and you're not converted, you'll be out there doing something you don't have no business doing. And listen, men who are fornicators, women who are fornicators up in the church, stop your fornication. Women, you're going to mess around there as a fornicator and mess around there and some man going to turn you over to a woman and you're going to be a lesbian. Men running around here with men showing you other women and everything. Next thing you know, she'll get you in the room there and then let another man rape you. And then you start going with other men. That's the way it gets out. I talked to a foreigner who's over here in America. And they work in all these stores and hotels, motels, all that. I was talking with him and he told me exactly what was going on in his nation at the time it fell. All of that kind of foolishness going on, killing, murders, and everything else. We embrace the total list of sin that Paul talked about in Romans chapter 1. He said, and even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, a totally outrageous mind, to do those things which were not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness. Here's what happened to a mind that is reprobated. It gets full of all unrighteousness, full of fornication, full of wickedness, full of covetousness, full of maliciousness, full of envy, full of murder, full of debate, full of deceit, full of malignity, full of whispering, full of backbiting, full of haters of God, full of despitefulness, full of proudness, full of boasting, full of inventors of evil things, full of being disobedient to their parents, full of no understanding, full of covenant breaking, full of without natural affection, full of being implacable, full of unmercifulness, knowing that all these things are wrong, still embraced him. What a miracle. We need to pray. We need to try to help. Those of us that want to do right, we need to keep doing right. Buckle up for safety in Christ Jesus. If you're not a member of the church, you need to be. The only church that's in the Bible, Acts chapter 2. And after Peter finished preaching that sermon, the first sermon of the Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 37, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. So baptism has been initiated ever since then. You got to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And be baptized into Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Now what you got to do is be a member of that church that's in the Bible. That's the only church that's in the Bible. It is the church of Christ. Be in it. Live right. Till you die right. Heaven will be your home. And not only heaven be your home to be, you'll live the best life that you could have ever lived on earth by being a Christian. You live the best life that you have lived on planet earth as a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you live a hellish life here. You don't live the best life not a Christian. You see, folk don't understand that. They think because they get a good job and some money, they're living a good life. No, they a lot of troubles, problems, hell, not even enjoying what they got. Can't get enough. They got to get, if their neighbor get more than them, they got to get more. Why? If you're a Christian, you live the most explicit life as a Christian on earth than you ever could have lived. Then you die and go to heaven. So, well, you know, I got more than them. Look, let me tell you something. It's not about the stuff and the things on earth. I know a lot of people that don't have much at all, but they are happy as they could be. Amen. And there are some people with a lot of stuff, sad as they want to be. Always talking about what they coulda, shoulda, woulda. You just crazy. That's all it is. You have to stuff and things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, that's where you messed up. The Bible declares unto us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or right living, and all these things shall be added unto you. Become a Christian. Obey the gospel. Live the life that Christ has commanded you to live. And you'll have the most happiest life you could have ever had on planet Earth. Sometimes people think that living a good life is having stuff and things. I have met many young people and older ones who are so disgusted. They got a big, beautiful house, two or three beautiful cars and money in the bank and all that. But ooh, they unhappy. The Bible told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Get Christ in your life first and live that life, and he'll add all these things unto you. Do we understand that? That's what we're going to have to learn to do and to keep on doing it until we leave this earth. You know, we all got to leave here now. We all got to leave here. But we got to live right before we can leave here. Now, I want to tell you something. If you, in this category, open your Bibles to Galatians 5, begin at verse 19. Now, notice this. This is what a lot of people are living for. The Bible says, but if we led, be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. He said, adultery. Are you an adulterer? See, this is a good life, to be a whoremonger and adulterer. Are you a fornicator? Huh? Are you committing fornication everywhere you go? You know, go to the nightclub every Friday and Saturday night, and you in there trying to find some whoremongering you can do. Find some girl that's going to go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn with you. Huh? Is that what you're living for? Friday night. To commit adultery and fornication. Get drunk at the club, dance, have a good time. Woo-hey! Spend the night in the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn with some other woman other than your wife. Uncleanliness. Lasciviousness. Wild and unruly living. Woo-hey! Is that what you're looking for? Party hard. 7 days a week. Party. Keep my icebox full of beer and wine and alcohol, all kinds of stuff. He said, for the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, idol worshiping, witchcraft. Wait, a lot of folk that believe in witchcraft. You never know it unless they get to talking to you one-on-one and try to put the whammy on you or something. He said, not only witchcraft, hatred. Just hate each other. Wait, is that what you do? Just hate each other. Variance, differences about everything. Emulations. Wrath, just getting mad as they want to be and stay mad all the time. I know a guy, I just had to pray for him. Every time you see him, you say he was mad. Every time you mad at somebody, he should have done that and get the cussing and can on. Man, what kind of life are you living? Strife, striving against each other, seditions, heresies. You know, they told me, you heard what they told me? And all that heresy and lying on each other, envying. Amen. Just envy each one another. I just can't stand her or him or whatever, envying them, you know, because of who they are and what they can do better than you. Murderers! Drunkenness! You got some killers. Some people run like being around killers, and they get to talking about what they could have done, and you know they ain't already done some killing, come out of the jail being a murderer, and then they're going to tell you who they're going to do something to when they're out of jail. Drunkenness. Reveling. Such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit kingdom of God. You know what that means? People that do all those kind of wicked sins are going to hell. So we need to straighten up and fly right. We need to get it right. Those of you that are members of the body of Christ that may be listening, keep it right if you got it right. Those that are not, obey the gospel. Get right. And let's all go home. Let's stay right. As a song we used to sing, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. get right, church, and let's go home. Let's go home. Get right. Stop all that hell up in the church. Stop all that hell when you leave the church. Straighten up and fly right. Get yourself right. Because that's where we want to go, to heaven. And there's no way in the ham sandwich you're going to go to heaven living like a hellion, treating people like dogs and lying and cussing and everything else about everybody. You going to hell. Amen? Amen. So mote it be, you better believe that. You going to hell if that's what you're doing. So what you need to do is get right. And let's all go home. We've ended now. Is there any questions or any other, someone want to say something? Just press button number one. Brother Brown, are you there?
Sir, I'm here. We are.
Brother Brown, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Is there anybody online that wants to say something or anything at this particular time? We're going to be closing out.
No, sir. We go ahead and close out because we're really off the air, sir.
Oh, we already off there?
Well, hour. It's been an hour already.
Oh, I messed up then. My clock's on 8:28. How many people we had on,
okay,
sir? Huh?
Just me, you, and Sister Renee.
Oh, what's happening, man? Okay. All right, then. Well, it may be on tape, too, huh?
Right, it may be on internet, too. You never know.
Right, okay. Well, we put something out there hot on them. Okay, that's good. That's good, then. Okay. All right, we're getting ready for Thursday night. All right. Okay, God bless you, and thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, okay. Bye.